Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 31. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. This mighty maxim. Now, in this discourse, how to apply it? How to apply it? I want to give a series of bullet points just to draw attention to what I think is being said here. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. I think the first thing is that we should keep this in mind, brother and sister. There is a now and there is a then. There is a scene, what we're seeing today, and there is a reality. Things are not always what they appear to be. In the United Kingdom, we have a 30-year rule. Sometimes we have a 75-year rule, that papers are not opened out until the 30 years are passed. Political papers, royal papers, and so on. You've got the same with the Russian thing in the secret police there. It's only when the Cold War was finished, when the war came down in, was it 89 or something, that many of these papers were revealed. So, for example, the Katyn catastrophe, the slaughter of those Poles in Katyn, all appearances were done away with, and the reality came out. We now know that Stalin authorized that slaughter. And it's the same in the political field, in the royal field. Many things come out in these papers that change our opinion about what was written or said at the time. And we should keep it in mind spiritually. The second point I want to make is, wait until the last day. The majority is not always right. There's the final verdict, the last day, and it's God's verdict. The truth is nearly always with the minority, it seems. The first should be last and the last should be first. Let's keep that in mind. Thirdly, let's remember who gives the verdict. It's Christ. He says so here. The first should be last. The many, you know, I'm telling you. This is the Godhead's assessment. That's the wrong word. This is the Godhead's verdict. It's not a church committee is going to decide. It's not the Facebook counts. It's not the number of likes and the number of ticks you get on YouTube. It's not Joe Public or John Doe, you know. It's God himself who says it. Again, I would say another point. Let's be very careful how we judge things. Let's cultivate caution here. It looks like this, but who knows what the reality is. The verdict will come at the last day. But it's not an excuse for abandonment of all thinking and judgment. We can't say, oh, well, we don't know, therefore we won't make any decision. But we must bear in mind that our decisions can be flawed, and we have to have that sense of caution. I would also say, be very careful of how you definitely pronounce about people. I personally would never assure anybody that they're definitely Christians. On the evidence I have, I say, I think you are. I would say you are, yes. That's how I baptize, on that basis. But only God knows. God knows the heart. I want to cultivate a sense of the lowly, the weak, the foolish. The Bible tells me this. 1 Corinthians 1 tells me, God has chosen the weak things, the foolish things. David with his pebbles, the widow's mite and so on, the boy with his 5 loaves and 2 fishes and all the rest of it. It's the weakness, the smallness. It's not the big and the glamorous and the glitzy. It's the small, the weak, the feeble. And the final thing I would say is don't give up. The last day will give the final verdict. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. I'll quote that hymn in a moment. Psalm 73, you know, the psalmist said, I don't understand what's going on here. But, oh, when I went to the temple, I saw what would happen at the end. In other words, he realized there is a final day. And I want that assurance and comfort too. I was quoting Horatius Bonner just now. And this is the point he makes, surely. Go labor on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not the servant tread it still? Yes, but we get disappointments. Go labour on. 'Tis not for naught. Thine earthly loss is heavenly gain. Now here we come. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. You're down in the lists now. You're not worth anything. The master praises. Now that's the thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. The master praises. What are men, says Bonner. Go labour on, enough while here, if he shall praise thee, if he deign thy willing heart to mark and cheer, so toil for him shall, no toil for him shall be in vain. Toil on, and in thy toil rejoice, for toil comes rest, for exile home. Soon thou shalt hear the bridegroom's voice, the midnight peal, behold, I come, and then many that are first shall be last, and many that are last shall be first. May God give us grace to keep this maxim in mind, to wait until the last day, to leave it to God. Be very careful how we jump to conclusions. Not an excuse for switching off, though, but be very careful how definite we are. Cultivate the poor and the weak and the feeble, and never give up, despite obstacles and disappointments and rejection. God has the final say.